York Giants first-round selection. Quarterback Phil Sims, Morehead State.
It was a neat day. Morehead State actually had to throw together a press conference. They were not prepared. And everybody came, and everybody was crazy about it.
Sims won his first five starts as a rookie, passing for 1,783 yards and 13 touchdowns. And he was named to the NFL All-Rookie Team.
I played, of course, a lot my rookie year. I'll never forget about midway through the season, I was going, oh my gosh, the weather is awful up here.
The next 3 years, Sims would suffer season-ending injuries. In 1983, the Giants hired Bill Parcells as their new head coach. It would prove to be a pivotal point in Phil Sims' career.
In my career, the guy that kind of changed my mindset was Bill Parcells. There's no question. Just his, the way he talked to me and made it really personal and really kind of let me know that, look, we're going to win or lose because how you play, let's go. And it made me feel great.
All right, we got to get something going here.
Damn, I know it.
It's pretty unique when you see a quarterback and a coach stand on the sideline yelling at each other.
Look, when we call the wide cat, that's who we're trying to throw to.
Don't
be too inventive, okay?
Okay, they took him. They're covering him.
I know, I saw it.
And I usually did not yell back. I usually just sit there and took it.
Hey, Phil, I'll run the game.
I don't know who you're sending in.
I'm sending goal line in,
bud. Somebody give me something.
Okay.
I ain't got time to make a call.
So every once in a while when I would say something back, I would go, oh my gosh, that is the man I just did that to. I'm in trouble.
In 1984, Parcells decided changes had to be made. So he developed a new offensive system that was centered around Phil Sims.
Expectations were low, and we just went. You know, Mark Bavall became the full-time tight end as he became it, and we started doing a lot of vertical passing. We spread the offense out. Getting all those throws and playing that style, no question, helped us in the run to go to win the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Sims has the ball. Sims throws, end zone! Bavall, touchdown!
He takes the head off. Sims trying to throw, does! Touchdown, Seaborn! Very good, Jimmy! Rocky comes in motion to the right-hand side. Pitch, Forrester turns around, back to Sims, on the flea flicker. Sims is looking way downfield, he's got a receiver, complete, down to the 10, 5, touchdown, I believe. That's going to be the mark at the 1. Still in the pocket of the 1 yard line.
Sims completed 22 of 25 passes for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns, a record-setting performance that earned him MVP honors.
The numbers and how well it went and all that, that didn't even hit me after the game when people said, hey, you were 22 of 25. I saw it on the scoreboard when they named me the MVP. I think when I came home after the game, the next morning we woke up, we just sit there and go, oh my God, you know, we won.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants.
In 1990, Sims earned another Super Bowl ring, leading the Giants to 10 wins before suffering a season-ending injury in Week 13. In 1993, he retired as the Giants' all-time leading passer, as well as one of the all-time fan favorites.
If I've met 10,000 Giant fans and talked to them over since I've retired, it is a shutout. It's 10,000 to zero. They all say good things and thank you and this and that. And every once in a while, the ones that have the courage go, you know, I didn't like you, but you made me like you. And I go, wow, that's even a better compliment. Thank you.
I'm going to go to Disneyland.
It's all about you got to win a championship or two. You know, that's what fans remember.
The fans will also remember that number 11 played his entire career with one team, the New York Giants.
To play my career just with the Giants, I'm very proud of it. And to realize what it means to all the fans, the families. And, of course, now I see, you know, 40-year-old people who are little kids. Hey, I loved you when I was a little kid. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. Once a Giant, always a Giant. It's a great honor.